I'm going to call the Kootenai Fire District Prudential Committee hearing meeting to order for the 26th of November 2018. Could I have introductions, please?
Ray Perone, Treasurer.
No, he didn't.
Lisa Marcot, Kelly Prudential.
Fran Parks Prudential.
Charlie Eager, Clerk.
Okay, could we stand for the Pledge of Allegiance, please? Mr. O'Neill, you have the floor.
Thank you, Madam Chairman. I am here tonight before the Prudential Committee to select a tax factor for the tax classification hearing. The fiscal year 2019 valuations have been approved by the Department of Revenue of Bureau of Local Assessment. The final value has increased. It's $1,459,243,390. It's up from last year, $1,403,855,760. The classification options have been distributed to the Prudential Committee for their discussion and deliberation. Last year, a factor of one was selected, which yielded a fire district tax rate of 2.27 per 1,000 valuation. If it is the chosen shift again of 1.00, factor of one, the proposed single tax rate would be $2.38 for all classes of property based on the budget passed in April. The fiscal 2019 levy is $3,472,999, which yields a $2.38 tax rate at a single shift, single factor of 1.00. So before the Prudential Committee is their decision to accept the factor of one, but to shift to come off the 1.00 and to select a different factor, which would essentially shift the burden from residential to commercial taxpayers. Currently, the residential is 97.6185 of the value, and the commercial industrial personal property is only 2.3815%. So a shifting off of the one factor would impact the commercial considerably.
So I don't think it's been historically the district's decision or plan to have a split rate. I think with such a low commercial rate, we should just keep it at a factor of one. Lisa, do you have any comment? Do you have any comment? So I would
need a motion to
I'd make a motion to retain a for FY 2019 to retain a tax rate of a factor of one. Is there a second?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. So moved.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
You signed the LA5, Charlie?
LA5 and tax recap. I
And the ten, you signed both?
Yes.
Okay, great.
Okay.
I'm going to upload this.
Okay, oh, yes.
I'm going to upload that to the LA file.
I noticed it was missing, yes.
Yes.
Yes, well, plenty of time for that, but still, I would make a copy and enlarge it.
I think. It's a little, unimposing, shall we say.
Any public comment?
Yep, any public comment? No public comment.
No? Oh, okay.
And, so, I reviewed the meeting that I missed in October about the floor, the Freedom Hall floor. So I was waiting for Silvio to see if he had any other information or, because I think what we need is somebody who's an expert in antique floors to come and look at the floor. And, you know, tell us if we can just replace this central portion or if we have to do the whole entire floor, because basically there are just a few boards on the bordering the central portion that would need to be replaced.
Thank you.
Thank you. So any thoughts, Lisa? Yeah, the floor. And give us some advice, you know, because I want to be very, when we do go out for the RFP for this, I want to be very careful of how it's worded to make sure that we get someone to do it who knows precisely exactly what they're doing and are experts in the field, because of the state bidding laws, we have to take the lowest competent bidder, so, and here's Silvio. So we were just discussing the floor, if you had any more information on the floor.
I haven't been able to get anything additionally. I've actually have had a lot of changes going on, so.
Lisa's on the phone, I'm sorry.
Oh, okay, yeah, I'm sorry.
I'm not taking a selfie of you.
No, I was like, no, I haven't been able to do any further research, but by the next meeting I'll have something.
I was just telling Lisa that, you know, I really would like to get an expert just to look at the floor to tell us, you know, if the periphery can be saved and just replace the central portion.
Yeah.
And just to make sure that when we go for the RFP that we're very specific about the qualifications of people who are going to bid on the project.
Absolutely.
You know, that's my biggest concern.
I agree, because this is not, based on the circumstances and the type of work that needs to be done here, it's not your everyday just sanding and finishing the floor. So absolutely, we definitely have to be thorough with that.
Okay. So, and we just had a discussion about the tax levy, and we voted for a tax factor of one, which is pretty much what we have always done in Kootenai, because we don't have any commercial base. It's 2%. So.
Excellent.
And the only other thing is to approve the minutes. And there are minutes from September. Mm-hmm. And did you get a chance to review the minutes?
I did not. Where do we have them here?
Okay. Yes, right. So the only change for the September minutes are just, it's a Scribner's error. Mr. Kerr's name is spelled incorrectly, but that's the only change that I saw for those minutes. And,
I did review these ones, yes.
Okay.
Yep.
And?
I have no changes.
See that one?
Yep, no changes to that.
Great, okay.
Thank you.
So I'll make a motion that we accept the minutes from Prudential Committee meetings of September 10th.
Second.
Oops, October 22nd and October 29th. Is it second?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay. I believe that completes the agenda for this evening. The only thing I wanted to mention is that our December meeting is going to be, oh, did you have, you wanted the, can we move to the treasurer?
Well, I just wanted to cover the bond issue that we will be issuing the advertising starting tomorrow, giving you a schedule of that. That is a $1,025,000 bond issue comprising a rollover of the $500,000 bond that we had last year for the chemical upgrades, plus the $470,000 debt that we approved last May for the security system for the water department. And finally, it includes the $55,000 for the fire station roof replacement. We will in April pay down the $180,000 bond that was the final of several bond issues that we had in previous years. Plus, we will be selling new bond issues potentially, and I say potentially because some of the issues are still to be resolved, for the truck replacement for the water department and the fire department, plus the air packs for the fire department, which is a question that's open. The regulations haven't been issued, won't be issued until January. So the chief is reviewing the options on what might be the most prudent way to proceed on that. So we've deferred that borrowing until April. And finally, there's the floor restoration for Freedom Hall. And as we just discussed, there is some question about how we're going to proceed on that. So we're deferring that bond issue until April. The final point is that I would just suggest the committee consider over the next couple of months as we go into the annual district meeting, if we want to convert the two water district bond issues, the 500 and the 470, to a long-term bond, which may be more reasonable at this stage. We're doing the paperwork to prepare for that, but again, that's something that we can be deciding over the next few months.
We can do 20-year bonds now, correct?
I believe so.
Yeah, it's because they changed the law?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Right. Any questions?
No, that actually sounds like a good plan, and definitely going to be looking into it more so we can make that decision before the meeting.
Okay. And the schedule is for the signing of the papers for this first bond issue at the next Prudential Committee meeting, which I think you were going to schedule for the 10th?
Right, the 10th of December.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So,
that's
it. I think, you know, unless something else comes up, I think that we can make that our meeting for December.
It sounds reasonable, since Christmas is kind of a bad time to...
Yeah.
December 10th sounds good to me.
Okay, so I'll accept a motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn.
Second?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you.
Thank you.